What do you call a flower that grows between your nose and your chin?
What?
Tulips.
Wow, you are your daddy's daughter, huh?
I got another one.
Go ahead, go for
it. What do you call a bear in the rain?
What do you call a bear in the rain?
Yes.
A wet bear?
No, a drizzly bear.
Ava, you're killing me.
Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Elton Howard Jr.
And we are Three Guys On.
Trying to raise a daughter.
Yeah.
Keeping around corners.
Throwing cookies at her.
My mind's playing tricks on me.
Hey, I love to hear the actual sample, the song that was sampled. That is so cool as shit. My mind's playing tricks on me.
Yeah, we opened with this once before, but since we had Isaac Hayes on the brain from the close of Monday's podcast,
yeah, that's
why smooth. Not bring him back?
May as well. I mean, it's a hot song. Like I said, he's a straight-up musician.
Randolph had to just step out to go raise a daughter.
Raise a daughter.
The trick of throwing things at her didn't work.
Thought he had cane and it was gold, matter flowers. I'm sorry, that was Willie D from My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me.
Yeah. Everyone knows that song, right?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Oh. That was before Master P said.
That was before Master P.
I was trying to think of other lyrics. The Scarface.
You got the lyrics from Master P.
One of my biggest regrets in life is throwing away my talking Master P doll.
I don't know why you did
it. Oh, you had it. It did it. You pull the trigger. It pulled the trigger.
You don't pull the trigger. You squeeze. You squeeze it and it goes, and then like a 2 second pause and it goes, no, 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 no. Like it was really.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. Him and Hammer were probably the only rappers that actually had a doll.
Maybe.
Run DMC had dolls too.
Did they?
I think so. I seen them on one of their videos.
With
Dookie Ropes.
I don't remember Run DMC. I don't remember Hammer's doll, really.
Yeah, Hammer had a doll.
Hammer had a doll.
Michael Jackson, but he's not
Jackson
a rapper.
Had a doll. Hammer had a doll.
Hammer definitely had a doll.
Master P doll was dressed all in camouflage. Combat fatigues. Why not? And I had it for a long time, still in the box. As the years went by, the battery got worse and worse. So you would squeeze it and it would go...
You should have. Why you didn't change the battery, Andy?
I didn't want to take it out of the box. You'd lose all the value.
Yeah, you could have been on Pornstar. I got my Master P doll. How much can I give
it? I'm telling you, I regret it to this day.
I bet you do.
When I moved to New York, I was downsizing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this has been a. Collecting dust in the corner of my closet. This is before podcasts and before you can make a Vine and before you can do all the things that you would do with a talking Master P doll.
Oh my God, that is so crazy. I bet you can find them on eBay still. I bet you.
I've seen, like, one time I Googled it and someone had a video of their talking Master P doll, which is what I would have done.
Yeah.
But we won it. My wife and I, when she was my girlfriend, went to Six Flags once, or the one here near D.C. And it's one of those booths where they guess your birth month or something.
Okay.
And they're out there like, well, guess your birth month within 3 months. So if you do plus or minus 3 months, you got a 50% chance of guessing it. It's not. So she went out, the guy tried to guess her birth month, and he was off by enough months. And he was like, here you go. Master P doll. And she goes, here you go. And gave it to me. And look around. Everyone's walking around Six Flags with a talking Master P doll. I guess they couldn't sell them, so they just decided to give them away.
Yeah.
They just gave them away.
They definitely had a surplus. There was no demand.
It was in the closet, just hanging out for years.
That shit would have been so nostalgic.
Four years, maybe more than that. About three, four years.
You know what? It's actually rumored that Lil Wayne might sign with No Limit.
Oh, my God.
Because he is beefing with Baby, his daddy.
He's going to be No Limit soldier now?
Birdman Jr. Yeah, that's where everybody go. That's where Snoop ran. Snoop ran to No Limit.
He did run to No Limit.
When Death Row was going, killing people and beating people up in the booth while you doing your rapping. So, yeah, just that's where you go. That's where you go for refuge.
What is Laughs TV?
Laughs TV is Steve Hofstetter's show.
Stop right there.
I just looked up on YouTube. There are quite a few videos of the Talking Master P doll. So here is... here's one that will, I guess, give you.
He changed his battery.
He might have changed his battery. This is the Talking Master P doll. It's in the box still. My box was in good shape. This box is all like creased and fucked up. Yeah. I had a pristine talking. This was mint condition.
I don't think he could get a lot at the pawn shop for that.
This was mint condition. I was about it.
About it. You about it.
Are you about it?
You were getting your Skrilla.
You know I'm about it.
That's what it would do.
And it just does it. I just want to see him. I want to see some old videos of him in the booth doing the voiceover for his doll.
Is that one good?
Pretty sure that wasn't his voice.
This one is in good shape.
And they playing the song in the background.
This guy's gonna. This is what you do with this doll now in this day and age.
That shit is so crazy. Master P was so full of himself, he thought he could make a fucking doll.
He thought he could make chips. Remember that?
Hammer did.
He had chips.
Hammer was.
That's why he did it. Hammer's like fucking Hammer. Did I can do it?
He had chips. He had gas stations. He had gas stations. Yeah, he was entrepreneur. He had gas stations.
Petrol.
Yeah.
Make him play. He said,
fuck Shell, come fill up at the gas station.
Stands for unleaded. That was it. And as the battery got worse and worse, it would be more like
And that's all he did was say, he just said and that song wasn't hot until fucking Mystical came on.
I like the Silk the Shocker doll better because it didn't rap.
It had a suit. Yeah, no.
Shocker was always better when he's not rapping.
The C Murder box was like in behind bars. The C Murder doll was behind bars.
The Mystical doll just comes inside a vagina. You have to pull it out. It doesn't want to come out. It's resisting you.
What about his son
is getting shit now on Instagram, Romeo.
Because he was with that white girl?
Because he got his girlfriend.
On TMC?
Yeah.
With that bomb-ass white girl.
How dare you be with this beautiful-ass white girl?
And she was a banger, too. I was like...
How dare you be with her?
Romeo is washed up, and he's the son
Romeo
of a...
Romeo was never washed in to be washed up. That's why I don't understand people say
they always compared it with Bow Wow.
He was never washed down to be washed
up. It's little Romeo.
By the way, Bow Wow is in a fucking television show now. He's taking somebody's spot. I saw the commercial. Some little crime show. It's CSI something with Rebecca, with one of the Baldwin kids.
One of the Baldwin kids.
No, she's from one of those families.
Arquette.
The Arquettes. Yeah. I think she's from the Arquettes. Rosanna, maybe. One of them Arquettes. Not the good-looking one.
Well, there's the one who's kind of like sloppy but sexy.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sloppy but sexy.
Yeah.
He's in a show with her, CSI, like computer or some shit like that.
Right.
You know, CSI Cyber.
Which Arquette is that? She was the one in True Romance, right?
I think so.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember her name now. I can't remember her name.
Because there's a really good-looking Arquette.
Roseanne Arquette was the older one.
Yeah.
And there was like another young, and there was like this David Arquette.
Who was the girl that was in Risky Business? Is she an Arquette?
No, that's Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah, she's fine. Oof.
She also had a lot of sex appeal. That was another. There's a difference between good looking and sexual. Some women have both.
She had them both.
Some women have one or the other. Some good looking women have no sex appeal. That's what I call news anchor hot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Very pretty, like nice to look at, but there's nothing sexy about them.
You know, I've noticed that a lot because I've been watching morning news, and all the women are really pretty, but kind of benign. They have really, they don't have any extra bosom. Or
watch a lot of Fox News, do you?
Yeah.
Well, Fox puts them in short skirts and stuff. Like they'll try to sell sex.
Well, only I watch Fox 5, and you know,
local Fox.
Yeah, local Fox.
Patricia Arquette, by the way, is the one from True Romance.
And I noticed the women are really pretty, but it's like they don't have any extra. I need to see some boobies or something.
Boobies?
Boobies.
Put that in your Tinder profile.
Give me a little.
I like boobies.
I like a little cleavage or something.
Do we have a...
You know, Ellen Barkin was kind of sloppy but sexy.
Sloppy but sexy.
Yeah, but she had that face that like was broken and put back together.
Right.
But she was sexy, though.
Like she had a stroke or something.
Talking Ellen Barkin,
her face was off kilter.
She was real sexy.
Yeah. There's just something about her. Where are the emails? Hold on. We have an email from, I think Monique sent us an email.
What's up, Monique?
Why can't I find it?
How you doing, baby?
I don't know why it's not coming up. There it is, Monique. This is from, about last week's episodes, episode 435 and 436. Episode 435, y'all are like my brothers in my head, I swear. Tim Miller, welcome back, Monica. No homo.
Pause.
We'll let him know you said that because he's not here.
Pause.
Sade has always annoyed me, LOL.
Okay, I'm done with you.
I can't front on the sweetest taboo, though. That whole pause, no homo game is so ridiculous. Martin had a bit on You So Crazy where he talks about accidentally finding out your boy is gay and ends with him getting his dick sucked by that same boy.
That bit.
Yeah.
Can I please?
Ain't no punk or no faggot like that. I'm trying to relax you, man.
That's what friends are for.
Just trying to make your driving easy, man.
Which goes to show men are so full of shit, she says. I appreciate men like Randolph that can admit when men are attractive. So
it's
progressive.
No big deal.
I can
it's
do
not
that too. He Randolph ain't nobody special. I just don't be grabbing on asses.
Don't try to get some of my shine, man.
Whatever. Randolph, you're really attractive.
She says, because women, baby, we will sink our fingers into our girl's big booty or comment on the perkiness of breasts, etc.
Perkiness.
They do.
Yeah, you make men jealous.
Can't please do that. Can you do that around me or just grab her ass or something?
Me, I'm a connoisseur of the fat ass, AZZ.
Ooh.
Only because, sadly, I don't have one.
Monique, that's... You did some squats.
Spike Lee pissed me off. I watched that movie Red Hook Summer, and that's 2 hours of my life that I will never fucking get back.
No, you won't.
Like, Spike tries to tell a good cohesive story, but he smokes some crack somewhere along the way and starts throwing whatever he can in a film. Shout out to Andy for Girl 3/5. I hollered. Well, thank you. American Pimp, yes. When I become a thousandaire in a couple weeks, I'm adding it to my collection. PYB's Stand Up. That's Pretty Young Bitches.
Pretty Young Bitch.
Pretty Young Bitches.
Martin, I know he tried to hump Tisha Campbell like a rabid dog, but Martin was in the top three of comedian-led sitcoms in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Thoughts? Except for season 5, because that was garbage. I think comedian-led sitcoms, the last 20 years, you've got Seinfeld, of course.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I mean, Home Improvement was huge.
Yep.
Everybody Loves Good. Raymond was huge.
Yeah.
Martin was huge, but it didn't have quite as long a run as those other ones.
Mm, no, but I...
Because he was like 4 or 5 years. They were like... Yeah. 8, 9,
but in reruns,
10 years.
All his shows, I've been watching them
King
lately.
Of Queens.
In reruns, Martin still holds up.
They hold up. It does hold up. He's in the conversation, definitely. Oh, yeah, and fuck Mike Epps, says Monique.
Fuck that dude, man.
He's just mad Chris ain't invited him to be in top 5.
I'm not saying that. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Episode 436, The Wiz was the shit. Terrible executed from play, but wonderful for us Negroes nonetheless.
That's right.
Nancy Grace should be smited with a curvy sword.
Kirby Sword.
She's such an over-talker. A.K.A. Teddy Boy.
Yeah. Teddy Boy.
I love Chris Lee's show.
Teddy Boy.
What about these lyrics, Teddy Boy?
I love Chris Lee's show, and y'all probably don't remember, but Jack A. Harry's baby daddy had a reality show once upon a time. He looks like Morris Day with a long lace front.
No.
Please Google him.
Yeah, who is he?
He must have been delivered.
I've been delivered.
Anyway, this email is so as long as shit, LOL. Shout out to Tim. 2 in a row, same week. Monica, like I always say, I love y'all. Don't ever change. No homo. Monique. Thank you, Monique.
Pause.
Tim, we'll have to pass that along to him because he couldn't make it for back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, he couldn't make it.
Pause.
All right, Monique, baby. Thank you.
And that's all the emails. We only got the one from Monique.
How long have you known this?
We're at 16 ish.
I'm calculating
15
right now.
15, 16
you
minutes.
Are you calculating some things on your calculator?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Smartphones are the best.
Right. I'm going to do this.
That's one of those features that I never actually use.
You don't use the calculator?
The calculator.
No, maybe we need to get you a tire pressure gauge on your smartphone.
I got a heart rate monitor. So do you.
I've been using mine too, and it says I'm stressing.
Does it?
Yeah, it says mine is I'm stressing. I need to get a little healthier.
Does it actually? Because mine doesn't. Mine just tells me what the heart rate is and tells me whether I'm in the range. Right. It's good.
I'm like close to the high, but I've been using the pedometer. The pedometer.
Yeah.
With trying to monitor my steps.
You're talking about that word?
10,000 steps a day.
Yeah, and I've been getting close.
I've been using the pedometer. Shit. Pedometer.
God damn it. But still, it makes me want to get healthy because, like, hey, you've been inactive for an hour and a half. What
Elton
are you doing?
Howard, Teddy Boy.
What are you doing?
So you leave that app on the whole time? Yeah. I turned mine off.
Yeah, you're not getting,
I want to use it.
You're not getting healthy.
The S Health app, Samsung Health app.
You are not getting healthy.
Oh, it'll tell you, like, dude, you haven't taken a step in a while.
It does. You've been inactive for 2 hours.
Nagging wife.
Get the you're nagging the nagging wife app. That's
what I don't. I've just kind of toyed with that app, just kind of like started stuff and ended it, but I've never left it on.
Yeah, I know, because you're just really not into being healthy. You're just one of those people.
No, I don't like it badgering me. Like, if I test my heart rate, like the last time I tested, I was 55, if you want to know.
Oh, that's really good.
That was January 21st. I will sometimes do that. I'll fuck with it. Put your finger right there on like that side of it. Let me start it. Hold on.
Well, you got it. It tells you to relax. See, you've been drinking bourbon, so you should be
honest. Just leave it, and it'll tell you your heart rate, and it'll tell you whether you're where you are in the range.
It's measuring.
It takes a second, though.
I think Randolph's heart rate is going to be like 40.
Sometimes your fingers is not in the right spot. It'll tell you, like, do it again.
It just did.
Yeah, it just says be quiet. Stop talking.
Yeah, try to stay...
stay calm.
I didn't even move.
See, you talking. See, it says be quiet.
I mean, I've done it when I've been, walking.
Be quiet. Stay calm. It's measuring. Yeah, you
see.
So you got an iPhone. So he don't know how to put his finger on it. You got to teach him the right way.
Do it more like to that side.
Yeah, put your finger on it right. That's a Samsung. That's not an iPhone.
To the left side.
It actually has some technology in it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Let's see if
you
can.
You got to get the hang of it because the first few times you do it, it's like.
Yeah,
sometimes it gives you the wrong reading.
Yeah, it's hard. There's 61. Ooh, Randolph is. Yeah,
that's, average resting rate.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 60 is good.
That's also just sitting here talking. Like, if you sit there and, like, if you're doing nothing, it's going to come down a little
bit. Right, but if you got, like, high blood pressure or something.
I just did 65 for mine. You want to try yours now, Elton? Let's all hold our breath and see how low we can get it.
Here's some things.
I'm going to make my heart stop.
I'm not doing make my
heart. It's going to say, are you dead, Dragon? Why? Start breathing, man. Why are you trying to trick the system? It's not about that.
Are you dead?
Should we call 911? We are a phone.
I am a phone. Yeah, this is technology at its best.
I'll get as low as 50 on this, but I don't think I get into the 40s. That's when I'm like literally sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing.
Right. I mean, I think mine was like 40 when I was like super fit.
40?
Yeah, it was like really low.
Back when you were an Olympic sprinter.
Yeah, at least working out and eating right now. I just want a hamburger every night. Give me some pizza.
Well, yeah, that's a problem. That's not good for you.
No, it isn't.
I think your phone just heard you say that. And it's going to admonish you later.
No, you can't have no fried chicken.
Elton, I waited until the other guys left. Are you really having pizza tonight, Elton? I don't like that very much, Elton.
No, phone. I'm not having pizza. Stop watching me.
Here are some healthy alternatives to pizza.
Front-facing camera.
Bunch of garbage.
Was that the only email we had?
That's the only email we had.
Yeah, Randolph.
We didn't get anything from anyone else.
Are you mocking me, sir?
No, I'm not. I can't. No, I'm not mocking you, Randolph. What are you talking about? I wouldn't do that.
Sounds a lot like
I wouldn't
mocking.
Do that. Randolph is very...
You know, we have another Iggy Azalea story.
Ooh, Iggy.
I was in Radio Shack today.
Get away from this.
I was in there for 20 minutes buying a cable. For the podcast, and it took so long that they have this Bluetooth display playing music on their Bluetooth. I heard Fancy twice. Oh, it cycled through twice on their
I'm
little.
So fancy.
I do that. I mean, there's a part late in that song where she literally goes, I do that, do that. That's what she says. I'm going to pull that up.
I-G-G-Y.
I'm not exaggerating.
I do that.
It's toward the end of the song where she just goes, I do that.
Well, according to her, I've already changed hip-hop.
Well, I don't know if she's changed hip-hop.
She ain't changed it. She hasn't changed anything. People like, hip-hop is like the earth. You ain't changed it. You just in it.
No, she's changed it.
How? In what
you
way?
Guys need to stop hating and just understand that she has changed hip hop.
I actually like
for
her.
The better.
She needs to stop talking. That's just most women. Just stop talking.
If I have a short-lived career, at least I could say I sparked a change.
And then you go. And then you go. He go talk. He go try to imitate her with like a British accent.
Well, she
hello.
She speaks,
that's how she talks.
She has an Australian, a faint Australian accent because she's been in the States.
Hello,
since
I'm
she was a kid.
Ziggy. I'm Iggy Azalea.
You'll never know how long you'll be in people's good graces. So I hope my career is long, but I could be here for 3 or 4 years and then be out like most artists.
Oh, like most artists.
I wouldn't say most artists.
She's got an old English bottle and a paper bag full of tea.
Loose tea.
Full of tea.
Yeah.
While she's hoping to still be gyrating in a leotard at 35, the Aussie MC isn't stressed about how long her career lasts. As Azalea tells us, she's already cemented her legacy and changed the genre. At the very worst, if I have a short-lived career, at least I can say I sparked a change, that I aspired some leniency in what people accept in hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Hello.
The hip-hop.
Hello, I'm Iggy Azalea. Hello. I just want to say hello. Girl, hands off, don't touch that. Don't look at it. I bet you wishing you could clutch that. Yeah. That's just the way you like it, huh? It is. It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it. I want to bite it.
What change has she brought about? That's what I was.
She's
like.
Not. She's just a pop star. She's just she's the latest blonde girl with a nice body.
With a nice ass.
Because I definitely want to bite it.
Yeah. What change has she brought about? It's awfully lofty of her to... You know,
well, yeah, you're going to overrate yourself. That's what artists
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and people, most of them do. It's so sad.
You guys want to take a guess on how many views this has?
Oh, 5 million.
No, not five. Wait. No. 100 million.
It was posted on March 4th, 2014, this video.
100 million.
You're too low.
I'm too, 200 million? Here we go.
That's like a little breakdown at the end
that's
as the song ends. 441 million views.
441. I hope it's monetized.
Yeah, she's changed the game.
That's, you know
right,
what the end of that song?
The fucking worst.
The end of that song sounds like she's having a stroke, and her brain is malfunctioning. She's just spitting out syllables in her rap voice.
She's speaking in tongues.
I do that. I do that. Oh, who
do that?
I did you why?
Yeah.
You know what? Her birth name is actually better than her stupid ass stage name.
What is her birth name?
Amethyst.
Amethyst
yeah.
is her birth name? That's yeah. a stripper name.
Well, that's what her parents named her, Amethyst.
Amethyst?
Well, yep, they knew what her life was going to be, I'm sure.
And then
how you do that?
And then she's an Iggy.
How you do that?
Iggy, yeah, where does Iggy come from? Who gave her that name?
T.I.
It's a stage name.
Azalea. That's another strippery kind of name.
T.I. gave her everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, he gave her lyrics. That's why T.I., when Snoop Dogg was fucking with her on Instagram, hey, man, you fuck with my money, dude.
Exactly.
Why
you fuck my money up?
Why you fucking with my money, nigga? Stop. Yeah, I talked to Uncle Snoop. Uncle Snoop said, yeah, I'm going to calm that down. I apologize. And he said, Iggy. I apologize because T.I. called me and said, you fucking with my money. I apologize, Iggy. He didn't even want to
do that.
He didn't even want to give her any acknowledgement. He's like, T.I. told me stop doing that shit. This is a garbage.
It's garbage.
And then do that. But you know what?
All right,
changed
Amethyst.
The game.
But if she changed the game, what did O.T. Genesis do to the game?
What did the real Roxanne do for the game? She changed the game.
I'm in love with the Coco. How did he change the game?
My wife was walking around singing that
shooting
shit the other
video
day.
In the trap house, scraping up fucking flour on the table. I showed it to my friend. She looked at me, she's like, Won't he go to jail for that? I was like, baby, that's not real cocaine in the video.
Well, you know who has probably real cocaine is Stitches.
Yeah.
That dude, he loves selling blow.
Yeah.
That's his whole thing.
I love selling blow. The whole song.
OT Genesis now.
Oh, how many views? That's got like 40 views.
This was uploaded in October 13th, 2014. So it's been on YouTube.
OT Genesis.
Yeah, this is OT Genesis.
That beat is fucking ridiculous.
How many views do you think this has?
Probably 45 million.
Yeah, I would say 200 million.
No.
Randall says 200 million.
45 million.
59.
Ah, I was close.
59.8 million.
Yeah, because when I looked at it in November, it had 7 million.
Hey, listen, it's every rap beat, guys. It's every rap beat. I'm in love with the gold. That weak-ass snare.
Cocaine. I'm in
love with the gold. Why is the bass... Why does the bass hit so hard and the snare hit so soft? I don't like that combination. I'm an old man. I don't like that.
You don't like that
music.
Gaina. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the go-go. Hit my plug, that's my cholo. My nika. He's speaking with an accent. He's from Belize.
Is he?
Yeah. Go crazy.
Look, if he can have a hit, how come the vagina bah. Girl can't have a hit?
Bah.
This.
You love my vagina.
This why can't is she have every hit? Rap song.
Yeah. No, no, please, no. I like, he only has 8 bars in the fucking, he has 16 bars in the total song.
Well,
wait a minute, wait a minute, stop. My favorite part. Bacon soda, I got bacon soda. Bacon soda, I got bacon soda. Does your wife sing that part too, Randolph?
Whip it through the glass, nigga.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm blowing money fast, nigga.
Yeah.
That's her favorite part of the song.
Bacon soda, I got bacon soda.
She was singing on New York Avenue when I was changing that,
the yeah, she should have been like, okay, I'm down, homeless man. I'm in love with the coco. This song is so good. And what's fucked up is that when it was on mainstream radio, they were playing it like this, but then they got so much repercussion, they actually took the hook out in the daytime. I heard on the radio later, and they said, I'm in love with the whoop, whoop. I'm like, ain't this a
bitch? Oh, come on.
Why are you even playing it on the radio?
In love with the whoop whoop.
Yeah, I'm in love with the whoop,
love with the whoop de woo.
This like, sounds like a song a homeless man would be singing.
It does.
You know, what is this idiot singing?
Right. It's just so stupid. I'm in love with cocaine and I got baking soda.
There's a gun.
And where's he live at?
I don't know where he lives. But actually, you know, he's redone the video. He's made an actual video
for. Make it better.
No. he's made a more palatable video. Because this is some shit they just did in a whim.
They just did it in a house. They're sitting in a
bacon
kitchen.
Bacon soda. I got bacon soda. Bacon soda.
Bacon soda. I got bacon soda.
Yeah, whip it. Whip it.
He is dead serious. Whip it. Look at
he
look
is.
Money fast, nigga.
All right, I can't take any more of
yeah,
this song.
You, but that's the whole song.
That's like that Bobby Shmurda shit. Like, I can't get through it.
You can't do the Shmurda dance.
Dude, that's so awful, man.
It is awful. I don't even know how that goes because it is horrible.
The Shmurda.
It's Bobby Shmurda because he's because you know what Bobby Shmurda, why is your name Shmurda? It's murder. Shh. These niggas are just stupid. Like, okay.
And that's why he's going to jail.
Doesn't his whole, he snitches on all his boys in his songs. Yeah.
But they
this guy over here with the hat on, he killed somebody yesterday. Here's his name and his address. That's a song for him.
Yeah, that's stupid. But what I heard recently today, he said that motherfucker might get off.
This is Bobby Shmurda. What is this song? Hot Ninja?
Hot Nigga. Let me say it for
Hot Ninja?
Hot Nigga. This song was how many views?
We're not gonna go down this bad music rabbit hole.
No, I just want to point out that every
the bad music rap rabbit hole. Oh, hot nigga. Yeah, I'm doing a dance right now, y'all.
It's every rap song.
seen him twirl, then he drop, nigga. You twirl and he drop. Keep the 9 millis on my block, nigga. 9 millis.
Weak ass snare. Drop, no drop. Flow. Nothing to say.
No. Busy with them clocks, nigga. Yeah. Try to run down and you could catch a shot, nigga.
Get, catch a shot.
Running through these checks till I pass
all
out.
Right. Pass out.
Uh-oh, is the bass going to come back?
It's going to come back.
Oh, shit.
With a fury.
Well, I hope
get
so.
Get up on my trap house. Yeah.
We're going to turn this bullshit off.
It's off.
you done made Grandpa over here mad.
You guys don't understand the sacrifices I make for this podcast. Because yeah. Now, every time I do this... Because YouTube gives you, like, here's what you might like.
Yeah. Oh.
I get all kinds of shit.
Oh, now you get ready to get it now, boy.
Because I'll go to YouTube.com and be like, since you watched that bullshit, yeah. Here's a whole lot more.
Would you like to watch the remix of Fancy?
Yeah.
How about this?
Like, if we watched The Grapefruit Lady, now I got, like, related videos to that coming up. You don't know The Grapefruit Lady. We won't get to that.
No, please.
The Grapefruit Lady was amazing.
And we'll get to that. Yeah. We already did it twice. We'll get to it later. Off air.
Hot nigga.
Or maybe later.
I'm in love. Coco.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, no, please. No, I got bacon soda. No, bacon soda. I got bacon soda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say it right.
Bacon. I was just
I
wondering.
Say it right.
I was just, yeah. Bacon soda. I got bacon soda. I just want to know if he used Arm & Hammer at Dollar Store shit, because that kind of makes the crack fucked up.
Not that you would know anything.
How do you know
about
that?
I just told y'all too much. I'm
not
sorry.
That you would know anything about that.
I just told y'all too much. That's too much.
Elton Howard, father, man, cooker of crack.
Oh, cooker of crack.
Yeah, we cooking up some crack. I don't even see how people do cocaine. I was actually watching a doc on Nat Geo, Drug Inc., and they were showing people.
That's what I say. I was watching a doc.
Yeah, we got to abbreviate and you know.
Well, what's so doing coke? Obviously, you snort it, but is that harder to do than heroin? Where you stick a needle in your arm?
It's just the process of how cocaine is made. They put gasoline in when they chop up the coca leaves to extract the liquid, and they press it out, and they put more chemicals in it.
Is all like 12-year-olds doing that? Like.
No,
in some village.
It was some guys in the village doing it, and they had like the little weed trimmer and the bucket with the coca leaves and making paste. And
is in love with the coca? Is that like their whistle while you work? That's how they get through their day.
Yeah, they put that in their earbuds with that Dre Beat headphones.
Yeah,
that got rejected
because you know like
down in Peru.
New Jack City crack house, like they couldn't have, they were topless. They couldn't even have earbuds in.
That's
like,
the
they, how do you get through your day?
That's the enterprise.
It's a long
right
day. So I hope that there's some coke crack makers out there who get to like listen to music and. You know,
well, see, crack is made on at the bottom end. Cocaine is made at the top end. So crack is only made in the kitchen and the trap house. you keep fucking up. It's not like meth where they got industrial meth labs.
Right. Well, you can do that in a tub if you want.
Right, but they don't do that. But the cocaine,
yeah, you
got to get the cocaine and you got to get the baking soda. But that's in the house. Like right now, when we get off this podcast, I might go to the trap house and mix up something. And,
yeah.
You know, just sell it out to the comics because comics love cracking weed. And that's a primo. They like that
Here's
shit.
Here's a story that's going to okay. Be right up Mike Elstringham's alley.
Bacon soda. I got
bacon soda. This is a Florida 4-year-old at center of circumcision battle.
This is so fucked up.
Oh my Jesus.
The kid's 4.
When a strange Florida couple's
four.
How do we go?
Fight over where the circumcised their son has become a rallying cry for those who denounce the procedure as barbaric. The dispute between Heather Hieronymus, the mother opposing circumcision, and Dennis Nebus. What's wrong with those names? The father favoring it has sparked a prolonged court battle, protests, and the rapt attention of a movement of self-proclaimed inactivists.
They're not together. They had a 6-month relationship. She got pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant.
4 years ago, or 5 years ago, I guess. And then she had the kid, and so she was like, let's cut that foreskin off.
No, he was.
Oh, he wanted the foreskin.
She wasn't.
I thought it was the other way.
It's that way.
No.
She's against it.
She's against
He's
it.
He's for
That's
it.
Right. And so he wants it. But they've been going at this for years. Now the kid's 4. Like
he's
you can't.
He's 4.
Yeah, now he's 4.
No.
No, you can't. You can't cut the child's foreskin off where he can actually remember
can.
The pain.
You can. He'll be put to sleep though, and that kind of shit.
He'll still have to like recover.
Neba sued to prove his. Okay, so the boy, they had a 6 month change and everything was fine. And then the father sued to prove his paternity and get partial custody of the boy. And the couple wielded out a parenting plan outlining everything from his surname to his legal address to whom he calls mommy or daddy, mommy and daddy, and notably. What becomes of his penis?
This can't be a story from this country. Is this
no, it's Florida.
It's Florida, man. Florida's not really part of the country.
Obviously.
You know who's from Florida? Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. Florida should be circumcised.
How you do that? Do that.
IGGY. Circumcised.
In that document, the circumcision of the child was agreed to by both parents. When it came time to schedule the procedure, though, the mother resisted, having researched the subject further.
She Googled it.
The matter went exactly.
Having researched it further.
Yeah, she.
But did she go
Googled,
to the library?
She,
no.
She Googled circumcision.
Yeah, she Googled it. Sometimes
the
I
The matter wound
it.
Its way through circuit court, which ruled in Nebus's favor, then to the Fourth District Court of Appeal, which refused to overturn the lower court's rulings. She could ask for a rehearing in the appellate court, but has made no further legal filing. She's out of money.
Protective services need to take that child away from both of them.
It's according to the according to the courts, it's done.
So the court
they've already
they ruled with the husband.
Yeah,
or not the husband, the
twice,
father.
Twice, two
father,
courts ruled in
who
that.
Who wants?
He wants.
He wants it circumcised.
Just a normal thing to do. The father says the circumcision. To me, it's not worth it. Then the mother says, "To me, it's not worth it to put my son's life at risk for a cosmetic procedure."
You know what?
She
that's stupid. I actually
she Googled it.
I agree with her because circumcision is cosmetic. Because it doesn't really do anything.
You
but
got the
make...
aardvark dicks that you're trying to...
No, I'm circumcised.
You ain't got it. You got
but I just remember...
Dick?
No, I don't. But I just remember when my son was born. And I was a teenager. I was 17 when he was born. But I remember when he was born and the nurse came in and gave us the disclaimer for the circumcision that we had to sign.
Right.
And the problems that like, okay, if you don't do it... Well, basically, if we do it, this is what happens. And it's like 25, 30 things. And then if we do it, this is what happens, like 5 things. So there's no benefit to circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just basically his father
not,
got tired
just,
of pulling his foreskin back,
it's
cleaning his
dick. It's
just
religious and cosmetic.
That's well, because you have
and the numbers are going down of people who are having their kids circumcised.
It should be. It's there's no point to it.
I don't know, but here's the thing, though. At some point, this kid's got to pull this little aardvark nose out.
Because you got to pull
it. In the high school showers, as well as right. In front of some woman.
Yeah, but the thing is.
He should move to Europe.
So
they
that's
less.
Fine over there. So you move over there to Europe.
It's kind of like.
To Africa.
But it's like it's like cleaning a vagina. It's very complicated.
If you're, so if you're watching a porn and the guy has an accent, you're like, oh, shit. he's not going to have a circumcision.
He is not circumcised.
I'm sure that's a whole genre of porn that I just haven't fell up on yet.
Yeah. You should look. Yeah. Because it does.
You watch more white dudes.
Yeah, the head does pop out when they get hard. I was told.
Yeah, it looks like
you were told
looks,
that. Pause.
Pause.
I was told
the boy has made the center. The boy made this. They have made the boy the center of the case. Their cause celebrate, as evidenced by one of several small sidewalk protests. He's featuring signs including, "Let Chase keep his foreskin."
Uh-huh. Chase,
don't cut Chase's penis.
No,
Chase,
don't you dare circumcise Chase. Ethics 101, no disease, no consent, no circumcision. How about y'all quit putting this boy's name in this shit?
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, they should.
How about that?
Chase, everyone's going to know.
Yeah, we're going to remember. He turned 18. Hey, I was the guy.
Some passing motorist honked or gave gestures of support. Some looked puzzled and shouted, "Who's Chase?"
What? What are you guys doing over there?
I got the anteater piece.
He wore a Jonathan Friedman, 27, who organized a demonstration as part of his Saving Chase campaign. Save Chase Dick. That's what it should be. Campaign traveled from Chicago for the event and makes anti-circumcision advocacy the focus of his life. He wore a Children Never Forget trauma t-shirt and said he became vocal on the issue when he realized the harm of his own circumcision, which he blames for bleeding, chafing, and painful erections.
Painful?
What are you talking about? Bleeding from what?
They can botch it and they can take too much off.
They probably
and then the skin pulls.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, because they can make mistakes. They was like, this is what can happen if
I've got
do
a Wikipedia page of a big mistake one. We're gonna
no.
I'll bring that up in a second.
We don't want to see that. I think my grandson was circumcised.
No, David, we're in it. We're gonna be. We're in a world. We're in it, baby.
David Peter Reimer.
We ain't going halfway. We're going all the way.
Born August 22nd, 1965. Died.
Tried to make him a girl, right?
Died May 5th, 04. Was a Canadian man born biologically male but raised female following medical advice and intervention after his penis was accidentally destroyed. during a botched circumcision in infancy.
They tried to raise him as a girl.
That's just pain.
Psychologist John Money oversaw the case and reported the reassignment as successful.
Sure he wasn't a pastor? John Money?
Money.
Or a pimp?
Reported the reassignment as successful as evidence that the gender identity is primarily learned. So this was a big scientific experiment they had. Like, can you learn it or is it in you?
They chopped his dick up and then they said, let me see if we can teach you.
He later committed suicide.
Yeah, which probably.
He had a troubled marriage, financial instability.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I guess if my dick was made,
cut this boy's dick off, try to raise him as a girl.
Get this. He was born with an identical twin whose dick was intact.
That was the control. Oh. Yeah, they did that on Law & Order. They have an episode like that.
Yeah, there's a documentary about this.
Two identical twins.
So they fuck with one of them and see if he fucked.
Well, you use the other one as a control. You can, because you got the one that says his dick is being a girl is learned behavior. It's not true. You can teach somebody to be a girl.
So they just raised him as a girl. They just said, we're just going to buy you dresses and shit. And he clearly felt like he was in the wrong body at that point. Didn't know. I think they told him years later. Like, they told him, like, when he was in puberty or something, that, hey, by the way, here's why you don't fit in. Yeah. You had a dick once. Here's the story of what happened. David Reimer was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He was originally named Bruce, and his identical twin was named Brian. At the age of 6 months, after concern was raised about how both of them urinated, the boys were diagnosed with phimosis. They were referred for circumcision at the age of 7 months. On April 27, 1966, a urologist performed the operation using the unconventional method of cauterization, but the procedure did not go as doctors had planned, and Bruce's penis was burned beyond surgical repair.
Jesus Christ.
The doctors chose not to operate on Brian, whose phimosis soon cleared without surgical intervention. So they brought the first kid in, burned his dick off, and they're like, you know what? Keep that other kid in the waiting room. We got to recalibrate our infrastructure.
Exactly.
It's on high medium. We got to turn it down to medium low because we are chopping dicks off in here.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Oh, this is so painful.
So then the parents took the kid to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore to see John Money, a psychologist with 19 buttons on his suit.
Oh, no.
Who developed a reputation as a pioneer in the field of sexual development and gender identity. It was his idea to say, just raise one as a boy, the one with the dick.
Obviously.
I would suggest raising the one with the dick as a boy and raise the one without it with a burn, with a scab.
Oh, no.
A pussy scab.
As a girl.
As a girl.
This poor
and then they had.
Never mind that he doesn't have any of the internal organs that pump out the necessary hormones.
Well,
give him hormone shots for the rest of his life.
They cut a hole in his tank.
They persuaded the baby's parents that sex reassignment surgery would be in Reimer's best interest. At the age of 22 months, baby Bruce underwent an orchidectomy in which his testes were surgically removed. He still had his balls.
Yeah.
Well, surgically removed. They didn't burn his balls off. He was reassigned to be raised as a female and given the name Brenda. Psychological support for the reassignment surgery was provided by John Money, who continued to see Reimer annually for about a decade.
Yeah, he's just experimenting. Experimenting around with this.
Yeah, he was a guinea pig.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up parents, man.
Reimer says that Dr. Money forced the twins to rehearse sexual acts involving thrusting movements.
They did this exact same shit on
while David on played the bottom role.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they put the kid with no dick on the bottom. Say, twin brother, thrust into your brother.
Hey, we're going to teach you how to fuck up.
Did they build him a vagina?
I would assume maybe
why couldn't they
I haven't gotten that far.
Why couldn't they reconstruct his penis? This is a painful story.
They burned it off, man. It's a baby penis.
Oh, a baby
penis. Very delicate.
Oh, no.
Reimer said that as a child, he had to get down on all fours with his brother, Brian Reimer, up behind his butt with his crotch against his buttocks. This doctor was fucked up.
As the doctor sat there and watched with his dick out?
Yeah. With his intact dick out. Like, hey, no, don't look over here, Brenda. This might bring back some memories. Dr. Money's rationale for these various treatments was belief that childhood sexual play was important for a healthy adult gender identity.
Yeah, it's also important for a doctor to watch it, right?
Yeah, that is
fucking
some
freak.
Really ignorant
this,
shit.
But that's the thing is, that's what this dude with no dick, that's what caused
all the mental trauma.
Was his brother grinding on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he said that going to this doctor every year was what brought him all these issues. And then later they gave him, here we go. Reimer had experienced the visit to Baltimore as traumatic rather than therapeutic, and when Dr. Money started pressuring the family to bring him in for surgery, during which a vagina would be constructed, the family discontinued the follow-up visits. From 22 months into his teenage years, Reimer urinated through a hole that surgeons had placed in the abdomen. Estrogen was given during adolescence to induce breast development, having no contact with the family once the visits were discontinued. John Money published nothing further about the case.
Of course he didn't. There was nothing further to publish. Nice tennis.
Brian, the other twin, the male twin, died of a drug overdose. An overdose of antidepressants in 2002.
What do I do?
Oh, you guys looking at Tinder now?
Well, there was one girl. I was looking at her pictures that he was. Is the same girl?
I don't know. It's just one of those things that pops up on my news feed, and I always click on it.
Anyway, the brother with the intact penis died of a drug overdose.
Yeah. Well, he was fucked up in the head, too.
Yeah, because he had to grind up on his sister. He thought it was his sister.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2 years later, the guy with the penis issue.
How old were they when
blew
they
his head off?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
38 is when he killed himself. So there you go. See, now do you get the circumcision after you read that story? After you Google that?
Yeah, because who...
She Googled that.
Well, that's what she did.
That's the story that she read. But who wants an ugly penis? I don't want an ugly penis. And when he had his son at home and he was giving him a bath, he was
rooting
like,
around for it's like, mushrooms.
I don't want to have to clean this ugly thing.
Right. Because
you got to pull the foreskin back because you got like little lint balls that get in there. And you got to clean it up.
You're speaking like you really know.
Well, because...
Pause.
I've seen Uncircumcised.
You've seen that porn where they wash up after?
No. Pause.
Actually, I've seen what's weird is that my stepdad, when we were getting baptized when I was a kid, I'm like a heathen now, but I got baptized, and I saw him for the first time. He was taking his clothes off. We was changing into our little white stuff to get baptized, and I saw his penis, and I was like, ooh, that's weird.
Pause.
Mine don't look like that. It was uncircumcised.
No homo?
Pause.
No homo. And later, he had to have some surgery to have something removed from it because there was a cyst because he was uncircumcised.
Did you see that too?
And that's...
I didn't see that.
Pause.
That's what people are saying now. The anti-circumcision movement, they're saying people should wait till adulthood and be able to decide for themselves.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
And then you get it as an adult and they numb
you.
You
got to go through years of school running around with that elephant trunk with the other kids, these fucking animals in public schools.
But it's just like getting a facelift or some other cosmetic
thing.
Just,
it's like a turtle, but it... Because when your penis is erect, the head comes out.
So. Pause.
When it's erect, you can't really tell.
No,
pause.
When it's erect, you can't.
Right.
Yeah, we...
What are you, gay?
I guess I do know too much about uncircumcised.
Well, I watch porn, there's white guys in it.
Pause.
So sometimes they're of European descent.
Oh.
And so I'm more likely to see... a circumcised penis.
Yeah,
and pause.
Or in real life.
Pause.
For that matter.
You're not circumcised, Andy?
I'm not. I am circumcised. Oh. I'm not uncircumcised. I am circumcised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In case anyone was wondering.
Yeah. Ladies.
Ladies.
Or men. Pause.
And you know what? Only minimal bleeding. They did a decent job.
Really? You got it done last week?
No. No, I didn't get it done last week. I don't remember. It was when I was a baby.
A baby.
I don't remember how old I was. I wasn't at an age where I could remember things.
Yeah, that's when it should be done.
Speaking of bodily functions, let's talk about the
Chinese dog.
Let's talk about the runner who shit himself during a half marathon.
No.
And kept running.
That's a trooper. That's some thug shit. He shit himself.
Look at the picture right there.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's just liquid. It's just brown.
Hose me down.
It's just brown liquid.
That's,
look at the people looking at him.
That is not just... That is shit and sweat.
Yeah.
And the water he poured over his head earlier.
Years after Swedish distance runner Michael Ekvall crapped his shorts. Let's not say crap. Let's just call it for it.
He shit
his shorts in the midst of a half marathon.
Now there, if you're not circumcised, you're going to have to pull back and wash.
Yeah.
But what?
You don't want that in there.
You can't get no poop in the pee-pee.
Pause. His photo still shows up on Facebook. You might have seen him with a fail caption or a demotivational poster, played out viral image for us that were de rigueur at the time, or in any number of words, most embarrassing photos.
I love
photos.
The look on his face in this picture. Yeah. The look on his face is one, this is a grueling run, and two, it smells out here.
Well, it's the people walking.
Does anybody have any Febreze?
Clearly, people still haven't gotten over Ekvall's uncomfortable grimace as the liquidified shit trickled down his legs. Mike Ekvall seems to have gotten over it, though. The runner... He was once saddled with the nickname Bajmanin, which means poop man.
They weren't really very imaginative on that one.
He finished that 2008 race in 21st place.
He didn't even win?
Post-race.
Look, if you're not top 20, just stop. Just stop running. Not even top 20.
In a post-race interview, a reporter asked him, "Did you ever consider stopping to clean off?" To which he replied, "No, I'd lose time. If you quit once, it's easy to do it again and again and again. It becomes a habit."
Oh, dude.
Despite the enormous problems with stomach cramps that lasted between 2 and 12 kilometers, Mike completed his goal. He did fine with a time of 1 hour, 9 minutes, and 43 seconds, and came in incredible 21st. Now, this was a half marathon.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick.
They can do a little more sprinting on that if you're like elite level.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to sprint to the bathroom.
Right. That might have been his best time.
Obviously, he did
his best time.
His best time ever. That could have been his best time ever. That's one of those things that like Ray Lewis will show in his pregame speeches. Like,
oh, that's so hard.
You're going to give up? Look at this dude. He shit himself.
Now that should be a photo in every office building just to motivate people to work in these shitty places.
There's two photos. There's the one of the guy jumping out of the building with the briefcase, and then this guy.
There's like a flower growing on a mountain.
There's a rose that grows from concrete.
The poop man, now 25 years old, has accomplished quite a bit since then. He ran the same race the following year, placing 9th.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he didn't shit himself.
Well, he probably shit earlier before the race, and so he was lighter.
He went on to set a Swedish national record at the Copenhagen Half Marathon in 2014 and represented Sweden at the European Athletic Championships.
You know what he's trying to do? This motivated him so much because he wants it to be where if you Google his name, the whole first page is races he's won. So that like the shitting comes up maybe on page 2 or 3.
And then you have all the tweets.
Well, one of the comments pointed out that's 5 minutes and 19 seconds.
That's fast
for 13. That's quite good. But at what mile did he shit himself? I want to know if his pace
increased.
Yeah, that's
exactly where. Yeah, when did he poop? Because it's like if it was like toward the end, I get it. But if it was like before the middle, he could have
just
stopped.
Fucking get out. Today's not your day.
Go hose off, buddy. Just go hose off. Couple hose.
Come back tomorrow.
get the hose.
Try this again.
Like who was gonna help him clean up?
Pull back your foreskin.
Like, oh my god. Oh.
Paula Radcliffe stopped on the course and dropped a deuce en route to winning the 2005 London Marathon. And you Google
winning?
That and see if that's true.
She dropped.
Paula Radcliffe. R A D C L I F F E.
All right, hang on.
Paula Radcliffe stopped on the course and dropped the deuce en route to winning the 2005
in front
London
of everyone?
Marathon. She didn't get all over herself like this, poor gentleman, but it did happen in view of the fans on live TV. See if that's true.
All right, I'm looking her up. Paula Radcliffe. I'm going to her Wikipedia page.
She is. This is not going to be on a Wikipedia page.
I think it might. It's notable. It's notable. Radcliffe is an asthma sufferer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's all she suffers from. All her accolades. Where's the goddamn shitting on the course?
Google that. Paula Radcliffe.
Turds.
Shit.
I wonder if
shit.
Maybe she had like a doggy poop bag and she picked it up. Like
she picked up. Make sure you pick up after yourself.
Pick up your own.
curb yourself.
She picked up her own poop.
I'm going to look up Paula Radcliffe with the word shit.
Yeah, these people don't train.
Greg LeMond had the same thing happen to a Tour de France stage in 1989. He won the stage and the whole tour.
Well, see, that makes sense. He shit on himself and he kept going.
We have a YouTube video, Paula Radcliffe, London Marathon 2005.
Oh, there's a video of it?
Peeing and winning.
Bring it up. Oh, it's peeing. Who gives a shit?
Well, does she has a history of this?
But that's she just, not so shitting. So she just kept going. I mean, she didn't have to stop.
All right, we're going. I'm going to another. So we have a video of her. So she'll just do it. We know that she'll piss, she'll shit, she'll do whatever, right? Now I'm looking at another article, I think, that has the word shit in it. That's back to her Wikipedia page. Shit. All right, hold on. Here we go. I don't know. I can't find. Here we go. At 2005 London Marathon, Radcliffe won with a time of 2 hours and 17 minutes, 42 seconds, the world's
elite
best
level time. The world's race? Best, by the way.
A world's best time for a woman's only race by over a minute. The race is remembered for a notorious moment toward the end when Radcliffe, hindered by runner's diarrhea, that's a thing.
Yeah, well, he had it.
And in need for a toilet break, stopped and defecated on the side of the road in view of the crowd and TV cameras, which broadcast the incident live. That video on YouTube was said peeing. That's probably that one.
Yeah.
It's the same 2005. After the race, she apologized to viewers and explained what happened. I was losing time because I was having stomach cramps, and I thought, I just need to go, and I'll be fine. I didn't really want to resort to that in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Basically, I needed to go. I started feeling it between 15 and 16 miles and probably carried on too long before stopping. I must have eaten too much beforehand. I'm going to click runner's diarrhea.
You know what? Other runners were probably like, she's fucking hardcore.
Yeah. I just worry about the chafing nipples and shit. That's
she's
all
hardcore, man.
Runner's diarrhea, often termed runner's trots or the gingerbread man.
The gingerbread man. I got the trots.
I guess because you turn brown? Is a condition that often affects distance runners and is characterized by an urgent need for bowel movement mid-run. If the runner can find a suitable toilet or bush, the resulting stool will be on the higher end of the Bristol stool scale.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
I would assume that means runny.
I'm going to click on that in a second.
Oh, no.
When the stool can be considered diarrhea or a clinical expression of ischemic enteropathy is under debate. Whatever. Cause of runner's diarrhea. The causes of runner's diarrhea remain under debate, although several theories include ischemia and mechanical trauma. The reduced incidence of diarrhea in cyclists would indicate the latter. Diet is often cited as a common cause. And there are some famous cases. During the 1998 London Marathon, another London Marathon, winner Catherine McKiernan suffered from stomach cramps, a common euphemism for the condition. At the 2005 marathon, Paula Radcliffe won, and she did the unfortunate event. She later blamed a meal of grilled salmon from the previous night for the incident.
That's way too much food to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a run like that, grilled salmon.
I would think she knows her body.
Man, these people got some
shit. She's elite level. She should know everything that's going to happen to her.
They got some shitty diets, literally.
I wonder if she cooked for herself or she had somebody cook for her and went to a restaurant or some shit like that.
Grilled salmon.
So what do you think? Do you think Michael Jordan, if he was going up for a dunk and he just starts, I got stomach cramps.
The players have run into the bathroom like during timeouts and breaks, like NFL players and stuff. They just leave the field, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's our time?
57 or so. Here's Paula Radcliffe.
That's Randos. What's her time?
Is that her pee video?
It's the same thing.
She didn't pull her pants down.
It's not pee. No, she just unloaded.
She took a quick dump. She ain't wiping nothing.
This is from the 2005 marathon. I mean, I'm assuming
she didn't go behind the barrier or nothing. She's like, oh, I gotta take a shit.
She didn't know where to go.
She just squatted down. Someone's been standing there the whole race. Now they have to move. And she just pulled her runner's shorts over and just unloaded and then got right back up.
And commenced running again.
Yeah, like it was less time than tying her shoes.
She did go to the curb.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She think how much faster she would have been. That's 2 seconds she lost.
Yeah. And who knows, just running with all that stuff in her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She'd like a couple
that
pounds lighter.
Shit sloshing around.
Yeah.
The old sloshing.
Sloshing shit.
I got the old runner's diarrhea. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Yeah, that was it. Paul Radcliffe, please. She ain't peeing, like, dog.
The Bristol Stool Scale or Bristol Stool Chart is a medical aid designed to classify the form of human feces into 7 categories, and they have pictures.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Drawings. Artist renderings.
Oh.
Some artist was commissioned to draw turds.
Draws the stewed. The
so
Bristol
I'm guessing the high end is loose stools.
I'll go through the types real quick. There are 7 types. Type 1, separated hard lumps. Separate hard lumps like nuts. Type 2, sausage shaped but lumpy. Type 3, like a sausage but with cracks on the surface. Sorry for eating lunch, everybody. Type 4, like a sausage or snake, smooth and soft. Type 5, soft blobs with clear cut edges. Type 6, fluffy pieces with ragged edges, a mushy stool.
Mm-hmm. That's,
type 7,
that's post-party and shit right there.
Type 7, watery, no solid pieces, entirely
and
liquid.
And that's the flu.
Yeah.
Or runner's trots.
The runner's trots. The gingerbread man.
The trots.
I got the old... I was running pretty good. Then I got the old gingerbread man. You know what I'm saying? I got the
Mr.
Stuff
Mr. Hanky.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho, kids!
She just finished running, and she just dropped me on the side.
I got the old Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, if you know what I'm saying. Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, you know what I'm saying?
I was in her stomach, and it was a little cramping, and then all of a sudden, woohoo, I just came on out.
So we're at an hour.
I had the s'mores. Yeah, we're let's just, bring a, just let's about bring this almost one home an hour. Yeah.
With Super Bowl talk. Super Bowl's coming. We don't know as we're talking.
We're recording
what
on
has
Saturday,
been done.
24th.
What else has gone on in Deflategate? So we're now. Remember now, we're talking from a past time. Okay, here we go. First of all, the motherfuckers did it. Tom Brady did it. I don't give a fuck what he says in a press conference.
What?
He was doing a Baghdad Bob press conference.
Oh yeah, I know nothing.
Nothing is wrong.
I don't know what happened. I just got the balls. The balls just came in. Exactly. I was just throwing the balls, and
liar.
I don't have no time pressure gauge to check the balls like I.
I have no reason to not believe Belichick. There's no reason to think that Belichick is standing around watching him fuck with the balls. He doesn't know about that.
Tom Brady was just testing the limits of how far you can get by being pretty.
Yeah.
Like, how much shit can you just deny happened right
do
in front of everybody's
you
face?
To. You're pretty. You're a pretty man. You're a pretty sexy man.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. What's killing me is people don't
balls.
Seem to care that
I play with balls.
They all they care about is nothing has happened.
What's going?
Well, what was the result? That's all people care about.
Nothing's gonna happen. We going
They didn't need to cheat. I'm like, they did cheat.
No,
well,
matter.
We don't know the other games. That's the thing. They blew out the Colts, but what about all the other
45
games
to 7.
Where they
matter.
Didn't
they
get caught?
Cheat.
Yeah.
But they only got caught. They did it once.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, that's what they'll say.
That's what
I'm like, that's fine. They don't have that rule.
But that's fine though. But okay, everybody cheats. Fine. But you get caught.
What happens when you get caught?
Yeah.
You go to jail. That's what happens,
when you get caught?
You ain't cheating until you get caught.
Everybody speeds, but you don't always get a ticket for it.
That's right. Yeah. So
I've never exceeded the speed limit.
I'm not breaking the law until I get caught.
Exactly.
So
and once you get caught, that's it.
It's just.
But everybody's.
That's why they call penalties.
Everybody. I've heard intelligent people just making straight up excuses for him. Like, well, you know,
he's pretty.
I mean, it's the cold weather. It's New England. Those balls kind of. Because if you supposed to check your tires in the morning before you go, like once
on
a month.
Cold day,
you, on a cold day, Andy Klein. And then you check your tires.
Never do that.
And when they're underdeflated, and if you drive around for an hour, then they become inflated to the proper amount. So it's cold up there. I like Tom Brady. He is kind of sexy. But, hey, it's just balls. He plays with balls.
Underinflated balls. But the Colts balls were all... None of them underinflated in the cold. Didn't they play in cold too?
That's exactly why they lost.
They weren't trying.
Yeah, they needed.
There you go.
Maybe if Andrew,
they play in the cold too.
If Andrew would have underinflated their balls, they would have played better with the balls.
Also, the Patriots have never. They have the low. First of all, they have like the. They never fumble. Apparently, they've.
Very low fumble rate.
In history, they have the lowest fumble rate in history. Some shit like that.
You grip the ball better
because you grip the ball better
when it's underinflated. You do. Yeah, you get a smoother ride in your car.
That's how just how shitty the NFL is.
It is.
It's just like the capstone of how shitty they are. Like, yeah, we got rules. We're not going to enforce them, and y'all ain't going to do nothing about it.
Yeah.
They'll enforce it later. They're not going to do it during Super Bowl.
Yeah, y'all ain't going to do nothing about it.
It's too late.
Y'all ain't going to do nothing about it, and we're going to let them go ahead and play in this game, even though they clearly broke the rules.
Well, they're not going
to. I mean,
they're not going to make. They're not. No one's going to suspend Tom Brady.
Suspend
from the
Super Bowl. Tom Brady.
Honestly,
there's no chance you do that. He could have come out and said, "Yeah, I did that shit. I've been doing it for 10 years."
Exactly.
They're not going to suspend him. At the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I know. Well, if you believe in your rules, and hey, Roger Goodell was the one who was talking all that tough shit when it was Sean Payton and them. He suspended them for a year. Coaches got fired. He told Sean Payton, hey, man, when Sean Payton said, I ain't no shit about Bounty Gate. They didn't tell me. Well, you're the head coach, and the rules are the rules, and you're suspended for a year. So you're not going to do that now with Tom Brady, who you know is cheating, by the way, who stood up there and lied about
it. Well, they're still – I mean, the Saints thing,
I don't know about the balls.
That investigation took a lot of time. They didn't do it in 5 days. The Saints thing was months. So you can't expect that result in the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl.
It's just balls.
I suggest you expedite the thing.
It's just balls.
Hey, shit, it don't matter because that's what people are going to say.
But they didn't gain not a huge – advantage.
It doesn't matter.
They didn't gain a huge
advantage. How much
advantage
you gain?
Somebody
that's
get
the point.
And then they get one interception. Oh my God, this ball feels funny. It's
it
a little squishy.
Doesn't matter.
It's a squishy ball.
No, the Colts noticed it in November when they played.
Doesn't
and notified
matter.
The league.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't know that part.
How much? Whether you gain advantage or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is you tried to gain an advantage. That's what matters.
Yeah,
that's what matters.
Yeah. I mean, fuck a concussion. Just
you
deflate
know,
the ball.
That's it. You tried to gain an illegal advantage that is clearly outside the rules. You tried to change the complexion of the game.
That's
you tried to gain and you tried to gain an advantage over your opponent.
Deflated
in
footballs,
a cheating manner.
Deflated footballs are why the Patriots are so good. That's why. That's the only reason.
But they're
good, but they'll cheat. They've done it before. They'll do it again. They'll cheat. They don't have a fuck. They don't give a fuck about cheating because of people like yourself who's like, well, they're good and fuck
I mean, I'm just being devil's advocate because I'm not a fan.
Well, then all the devil's advocates, they're the problem because people don't care. They're like,
Brady.
It's a good game. Tom Brady's pretty. I mean, I looked in his eyes.
He is.
And
Elton Howard, don't he father, man, cheater.
Cheater. Pause.
Cheater.
I looked in his eyes. Pause. That's why they keep getting away with it.
That's
Bill Belichick is a great coach. He is. He's a great coach who will cheat, and he don't give a fuck. Like, I'll cheat.
He's old school.
I don't care.
They used to cheat more back then. You know?
And that's fine. If you cheat, that's fine. Shouldn't there be consequences for the cheating?
They get to stick them on their hands. You catch some of them wide receivers that got some stick them on their hands.
Yeah.
Some stick them.
Defensive backs, too.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's just balls. I don't know what happened to the balls. The balls are just... I just got the balls. I ain't touched the balls, and they are all my balls.
If you get caught, you deny and you make them prove it.
They got to prove it.
You know, you're not going to give them evidence. Yeah.
I don't want to hear any Patriots football players talking shit. I've heard. I saw them on the news all talking. Oh, I don't think there's any way that Tom. Shut the fuck up, man.
So what's the prediction? So
11 out of the 12 balls were 2 pounds underinflated. What is the PSI?
And by the way, that 12th ball was right on the edge of being underinflated. I think that 12th ball was the one he ran through that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got that 12th and he was like, I'm done.
So the quarterback actually has control.
The quarterback has complete control over those footballs.
Oh.
Because he's like, I like the way this one feels. I don't like the way this one feels.
Scuff it up, kid. Feels.
Put a little more air in that one.
Yeah, it's the same thing with baseball when they have the emery board.
Right.
Scuff up the ball, yeah. And they throw.
But you can't have it.
In baseball, if you get caught putting shit on the ball, you get suspended.
Yeah, a little sticker.
You get taken out of the game, and they will suspend you for game.
Yeah, but you can use steroids. It's okay.
Remember with one of the, well, for a few years.
Yeah, for a few years. We got to get the fans back.
One of the Negro brothers.
The Negro.
Phil Negro, Joe Negro.
The Negro. The Negro.
Negro.
He said Negro.
Negro.
I'm pretty sure Andy
they're white.
Said the Nigger Brothers.
Ninja Brothers.
The Nigger Brothers.
One of them was, they had some suspicion that he was like doctoring the ball. So the umps come up to the mound to talk to him, and he's like, what? I didn't do nothing. And he reaches in his back pocket to empty his pockets, and this little nail file goes flying out. Like he's hoping no one saw it. And of course, it was on camera. Like, hey, what's that thing that flew out of your pocket there? So he was scuffing up the ball with some kind of nail file.
By the way, this is why I don't respect baseball either. Gaylord Perry's in our Hall of Fame.
I don't even know who that is.
Gaylord Perry was the original spitball guy. He threw the spitball his whole career.
And they can't
his
put Pete Rose?
His whole career, he threw the spitball.
They can't put Pete Rose?
When
Pete
he
Rose?
Retired, he wrote a book about throwing the spitball. Everybody knows he threw the spitball. He's in their Hall of Fame. He cheated, flat out. He cheated. Gaylord Perry cheated, flat out. And everybody knows it. That's why I don't respect baseball. I'm like, your Hall of Fame is for shit. Furthermore, they have people, in the words of Bill Burr and Chris Rock, look, if you count any type of baseball before black people played, you count, are you keeping any of those stats? Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here, man.
Black watch people.
Any
baseball.
Of those stats? Get the fuck out of here,
what
man.
About the, what
watch
about
this video. This is great. This is Joe Negro.
Joe Negro.
They're at the mound having the conversation like, these balls are a little scuffed, Joe.
These balls are
that's what pitcher Joe Negro almost had to endure when he was
watch.
Suspected of scuffing
watch
up
this.
The baseball with a foreign object. Unfortunately, Negro emptied one pocket.
So he tried to throw it.
And he threw it like, what is that? What are you talking about? I ain't got nothing in my pocket. Oh, I don't know what that is.
He had like four umps around him. It flew right past one of the umps. And the ump was like, what the fuck was that that just flew out of your pocket?
That ain't come out.
It was an emery board that led to Negro's scuffle with the law.
Emery board.
He basically was like, I'm emptying my pocket. I'm turning him inside out. There's nothing there. And then he just like threw it.
He should have just palmed it.
Yeah. Well, they probably were going to check his hands too.
No, he should have had an extra compartment in his pocket so he could have pulled it out. He don't know about that.
Goddamn ridiculous.
I mean, if you ain't
baseball,
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I guess.
I mean, how do you think NASCAR with the restricted plates?
Restricted plates.
Formula One. Everybody take a little weight off here.
But when you get caught, you get caught.
That's the point. When you get caught,
you
pay the process. You pay the consequences for your actions. Yeah. You can cheat if you want to, but if you get caught, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do anything. Well, first of all, Goodell is great friends with Robert Kraft, so he's not going to affect.
They'll find
team.
Him and take away a draft pick.
Yeah, and that's going to be that.
I mean, you got to do that.
Maybe the Redskins can get it. Maybe why don't the Redskins cheat more? Maybe they can win.
Maybe this is the result of them cheating. This is better than they are. The Redskins.
The Redskins need to cheat.
How bad would that be? Jesus Christ! So there's our Super Bowl
predictions. Who's going to win?
I'm going with Seattle. I think that's my heart talking, but I like Seattle's secondary. I don't know what they'll be able to do with Gronkowski. But I like Seattle's defense, and I also think Robert Wilson is
Russell Wilson
is very underrated.
Russell, why is Gronkowski so hard to stop?
Because he's just a monster. Beast. That's all. He's just a monster. God.
Need to
also think that if you put heat on Tom Brady, the Giants have showed you put heat on Tom Brady because he can't move. So if you can put heat on him, that's it.
Maybe Tom Brady will poop his pants.
Gingerbread man. It's gonna be out there.
Let go. He'll poop his pretty pants. Pause.
It's gonna go all the way down to his Uggs.
Pause.
Fill up his Uggs.
He got some Uggs.
He has an Uggs endorsement.
He got some Ugg cleeks.
Pause.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady. When I'm not winning Super Bowls, or at least getting to them and losing, I'm at home wearing Uggs.
What is it worse? What is it worse to get the Super Bowls and not win, or just not make the playoffs?
Ask the Bills. They went four times in a row.
Yeah, I think getting there ultimately is better.
Just getting there. But
hi, I'm Tom Brady for Reebok Pump.
Just you give yourself. You I gave don't yourself pump an them. Opportunity to win it. That has to be better than anything else. You gave yourself an opportunity to win. So, all right, people.
I like the Reebok Pumps unpumped.
We're at the end of this one. Hope you enjoyed Thursday's podcast. We want to thank Elton Howard for sitting in with us.
Yes, sir.
I think Seattle's going to win, too.
Seattle? So
yeah, I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah.
So come on back on Monday. We'll talk about the end of the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the commercials.
Oh, my God. Did you see that one?
The Doritos one?
It was like Bigfoot. And they didn't see him. And he was like, took their Doritos back. It was funny, man.
Did you see it?
It was funny.
Why is Johnny Cash drinking Gatorade? He's dead.
He's dead. Johnny Cash
is dead.
Sammy Davis Jr., Iggy Azalea, and Taylor Swift were all hanging out.
Drinking Gatorade
together. It was funny, man.
So you guys come on back on Monday. We'll be talking about those. Thanks, guys, for listening in. Send us your emails. We love hearing from y'all. I think that's it. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Elton Howard Jr.
No, dude, you skipped me.
What are you doing?
Dude.
What are you doing?
There's a way we do this.
Whoops.
What are you doing?
I fucked up there.
Let's try that again. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Elton Howard. No, I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Elton Howard Jr.
Thank you.
You can say it louder. You can say it louder.
I'm Elton Howard Jr.
All right.
And we have three guys on. We are out. Pause.
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.